Babers ruthlessly reduced many of the cities. He did not take the city of Acre, which was the financial and political capital of what was left of the Kingdom of Jerusalem. In part, he was too busy subduing the remaining Ayyubid sultans and emirs in Syria and Iraq. But his immediate successors went on to complete the conquest. The final city to fall of significance was Acre, and that fell in 1291 when a man by the name of Al-Ashraf was sultan. Now, the Mamluk sultans had the institutions of the Ayyubid caliphate, but they also had a ruthless and professional attitude in waging war. One became Mamluk sultan by an election of the other Mamluk commanders. There was a hereditary principle. If you proved to be a successful sultan and you had an adult male son, that son could be elected as your successor. If not, they would choose another of their number. So this was an arrangement that was essentially hereditary succession tempered by talent. And there was not going to be any kind of division of authority. There would be a single government in Cairo, and the Mamluks had the institutions and the political will and the reputation to press this war to the conclusion. And so from 1260 down to 1291, there is a continual press to take those crusader cities. Now, I mentioned that under those circumstances, it's amazing that after 1270, there were no more crusades. And that gets us into the question of the whole passing of the Crusades. In part, you could argue that, well, one of the most prominent families in crusading warfare are the Hohenstaufens, the Holy Roman Emperors. That dynasty is defunct. By 1266, it's the Holy Roman Empire is in a series of civil wars. But it doesn't explain that the successors of Louis IX or someone like eventually Edward I of England, who actually had an early excursion as sort of a crusader, he showed up, built a nice tower in Acre and conducted a raid, that none of these kings of Europe or the nobility of Europe, who by 1291 included many members whose ancestors for the last 9 or 10 generations had been on pilgrimage and crusade. There was the realization that it was just not possible to mount an expedition. And therefore, those remaining fortresses were essentially left on their own. And the outcome was inevitable. Nonetheless, it does not diminish the heroism of the final defenders at Acre. All of the remaining barons, the Templars, the Hospitallers, rallied to defend Acre in early 1291 when a huge Mamluk army showed up. And this army had catapults, it had artillery, it was a huge force. We're not sure. The sources speak of 100, 200,000. It clearly outnumbered the small number of defenders, which I'd be surprised if there were more than, say, 6,000 or 7,000 really effective defenders. It also included a large population of civilians. Many of the Western Europeans had fled to Acre. And the city was heroically defended by the then King Henry, who was the king of Cyprus and Acre. That is, at his succession in 1285, the two kingdoms had been brought together again. There was also the titular prince, Bohemond VII of Antioch. All the nobility were there defending the walls. There were small numbers of crusaders who showed up from Western Europe, but the turnout was really very disappointing. The Venetians, of course, lent their naval support. They had important installations there. Well, the siege was never in doubt. Within a month, the Mamluks managed to burst into the city. On the 8th of May, they storm in overwhelming numbers. It's almost 10 days of savage fighting through the city before the city is secured. And the Henry and his brother Amalric, they escaped by sea. What more can they do? Many of the Hospitallers and Templars fell nobly in the breach. There were some really heroic final defenses of the castles that held out for days after the main city had fallen. There were also the usual more dubious stories that come out in sieges. And not only did it bring out the best of the heroism of some of the knights, it also brought out the worst. My favorite cases is Roger de Fleur, or his German name, Roger Blum, who was then a Templar and went on to become a mercenary captain of all groups, the Catalan company that bankrupted the Byzantine Empire and besieged Constantinople later on. And Roger, in the final assault, realized that there were an enormous number of refugees trying to get out of Acre, and he seized one of the galleys, and you have this image of Roger on the galley with all the high women of Acre throwing their money and jewels at him if they'll just put him on the galley and get him out of there, because their fate is to either fall to the Turkish soldiers, end up up in a harem or get killed. And, you know, that was one of the more dubious incidents that came out. But on the whole, the fall of the city was seen as a heroic end to the crusading movement. And as I mentioned, the Mamluk Sultan, Al-Ashraf, moved up the coast, reducing the remaining cities.